Rav originally thought the Rav himself never said that. So we would not say, Halacha Maaseh, we would not say, Kam Levi Rabin, that you don't have to return the Bien. Because the Heshev is Hagzela, is not that type of Maman that's subject to Kam Levi Rabin. Kam Levi Rabin, only part is Chiyuv to pay. But here there's a composite Mechayiv of the original Gneiva plus the Gneiva that he did today. The Tavra Shasi today is the Gemara of the Gneiva. So true, today there is no, it's not covered with any Kam Levi Rabin. There is no Bien of a Kam Levi Rabin now. There's no Chiyuv Nisa today. But today's act of drinking or smashing shibir, shibir is akel. Or Rav originally thought the Rav himself never said that. So we would not say, Halacha Maaseh, we would not say, Kam Levi Rabin, that you don't have to return to the end. Because the Heshev is Hagzela is not that type of Maman that's subject to Kam Levi Rabin. Kam Levi Rabin, only part is Chiyuv to pay. But here there's a composite Mechayiv of the original Gneiva plus the Gneiva that he did today. The Tavra Shasi today is the Gemara of the Gneiva. So true, today there is no, it's not covered with any Kam Levi Rabin. There is no Bizna of a Kam Levi Rabin now. There's no Chiyuv Nisa today. But today's act of drinking or smashing Shibir, Shiba is Hakelim, a week after the Bab Machteres. The Shiba today alone is not Mechayiv anything. It's only the Shiba as a Gemar of the original Gneiva. And since the original Gneiva was simultaneous with the Chi of Misa, Bab Machteres, so that's called Biyidna. That's called Biyidna. That's the famous Machlokes, the Ktsois and the Nesibis. How do you understand Tavra Oshasya, that the Ganuch who smashes the Chavitz later has to pay, is it the Torah Gazlon? Or is it the Torah Smazik in Hilcha Seidus? Machlokes. So this is the Machlokes, the Farish over here, the Balamor and the Rambam. Anyway, so again, the Rav said, Ababa Machteres Menokolas HaKelim, he walks off with the Kelim, is Kam Levi Rabbani. So Rav originally thought, it doesn't make sense, it's impossible, Rav never said it. He must have meant Shiber. When Shiber, the Rashi Tyson in the Balamor says Shiber Achakah. And they hold that this is what Rav said, that that's Biyidno. The Ramban says that that doesn't make any sense. It couldn't be. Couldn't be. Rav could not have meant that. He meant Shiber b'shas mais. Then the Gemara says, but you can't restrict what Rav says. That's not what he said. You have a right to disagree with Rav. Well, the Kim Amar Rav, Rav said, afilo notal. Rav holds this strange shita that even the Heshev Sagzeil is also covered with Kam Levi Rav. And in Mele, you revert back to the basic din that every Ganim should be kind of legamim. But Halacha L'maisa, we don't pass like it. The Gemara says, the Hilchasa, the Shadidim in the Har. The only time you say Kam Levi Rav is if he doesn't have it anymore. And the Maskona, Halacha L'maisa, is Taka Machleg, is the Balamon the Ramban. What if Shiber Achakach? What's Taka the Din? The way we pass from Halacha, when it's still the end, there's no Kam Levi Rav Minei. We don't accept Rav's position. We only pass in Kam Levi Rav Minei if Shiber. So what would the Din be if Shiber Achakach? So Rashi, Taisus, and the Balamor all say Shibra Hakach is covered with Kam Levi Rabbinei. Ramban says wrong. It's not covered with Kam Levi Rabbinei. That's the Machlekes, the Taisus and the Nesivis.
How does it
fit
in the
Nesivis?
Why is the Taisus in the Nesivis?
Right. So the Balamor says Shadidim in the Nahara Ahakach. And the Ramban says no. Shadidim in the Nahara Bishas Meisen. Or the Ramban says someone else threw it into the Nahara. The Ganuf didn't throw it in. Someone else threw it in. So why is the Gana Chayiv? Because of the Maisik Zela that he did. No, Bishas Maisik Zela was covered with Kam Levi Rabbinei. And the Balamor says, no, Shadidim Minahar means that he threw it. The Gana threw it into the Nahar later, a week later, Shadidim. The Gana threw it in. That's the Machlag. How do you translate the word Shadidim Minahar? The Gana threw it into the Nahara, or someone else threw it into the Nahara? Same as Shiva, yeah. Shiva Ahaka. That's the Machlag. Right. We assume against the Shachit, the Chiyuv Nisa preceded the Chiyuv Mammon, it's not covered with Kam Levi Rav. We assume that's the Ktsois and the end of Choshen Mishpat. If the Chiyuv Nisa came first, Chiyuv Mammon comes later, it's not covered with Kam Levi Rav, unless it's Chad Maisa. That's the Taisus and Baba Kam. If it's Chad Maisa, one Pa'ula connects the two together. But if it's not Chad Maisa, it has to be the Yidna. But we hold that this, so that's the machloikis. Is this called biyidna? Of shibarach hakach. So the Ramban says, so where's the biyidna? The chiyuv nisa was before, and the chiyuv mamon is shibar. And the Balamor holds like Rashi and Tosfos, no, shibarach hakach. The mechayiv doesn't begin and end now. It's a composite mechayiv, the original geneva plus the shibar now. So the shibar is not by chilul Shabbos. No, well, the guy's mechal Shabbos. Then later he makes a hezek, so the hezek begins and ends later. So it will not be covered to come like the rabbi. It's only this funny case over here, when a ganef stole something and then he smashes it later. So the chiyuv of the ganef to pay for destroying the object that he stole is not b'toras mazik at all, because shalo hezek. He has kinyan ganef. It's not that. It's only b'toras gazlan. B'toras gazlan it can't be because it's ain't a b'shusoy. It's not going to be a ganef. Now it's ain't a b'shusoy. So the answer is it's a composite mechayev, the original geneva with the present geneva. So the composite mechayev, so part of that mechayev was covered with the kam levi derabmini. So that's enough to say kam levi. That's enough to call it the yidna. No, because the time that he did the gzeila was still the end. So there's no kam levi derabmini. That we don't pass him like Rav. Ilchasa, there's no kam levi derabmini. Then later on he smashes it. So the Ramban says that's a chiyuv mazik. So the chiyuv mazik begins and ends now. So that's not the yidna. The chiyuv misa preceded and the chiyuv mamon came later. Okay, that's the Gemara Naman Aleph. Then the Gemara Naman on the top of Hamad Beis, the Gemara continues with this topic about seven, eight lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says, the Pasuk had two cases of Baba Machteris. One case is Domim Lo, and one case is Ein Lo Domim. If it's Baruch Hashemish, that he's not going to kill, that the burglar is not going to kill the Balabas, it's the father burglarizing his son. The Gemara says that's abnormal. He's not going to kill the son. So then it's Domim Lo, then you have no right to kill him. So the Gemara says the din is the same, Bein B'chol, Bein B'shamas. And then the din is, if he's any other burglar, ain't lo domim. So the din is the same, bein mechal, bein mishab. The Gemara wants to know, what do you mean the din is the same? Why would you think the din is different? Domim lo bein mechal, bein mishab. It's an ain't lo domim, bein mechal, bein mishab. The Gemara wants to know, what does it mean? Vishleima, ain't lo domim, the halacha that you have a right to kill the boba machteris, bein mechal, bein mishab. So that's a chiddush. Because we know the din is haruge bezdin, you're not allowed to administer anish mrs. bezdin on Shabbos. I would have thought that the Baba Machmir, the Havya Haruge Bezdin, the Bishabbos Loi Katlinon, you're not allowed to administer Anish Mrs. Bezdin on Shabbos. The Gemara before had a whole Kal V'chaimer that it should be Mutter to administer Mrs. Bezdin on Shabbos. The Gemara came to Maskana. No, Lo Sabar Reish B'chol Mashu Sechem V'yar Mal Shabbos, even Sreikos Mrs. Bezdin, Sreikos Paskain, you're not allowed to do Einshe Bezdin on Shabbos. You're not allowed to give Mrs. Bezdin. So I would have thought that Baba Machteres is needed on Shem Soif, it's like I would be a Bezdin, Kamashman and Katlin alay, that is a right if. A right if you do kill on Shabbos, if you have to save the life of the Nirdav. So that we understand, that Bryce. But the other Bryce, what does it mean? El Adomim Lo, if it's a case of Baba Machteres, the one who's a burglar is such a sweetie pie, we all know he's never gonna, he's a Ganef, what can you do? But he's never gonna harm a fly, he's not gonna kill this person. So the din is Domim Lo. So what do you mean, Bein Mechol, Bein Shabbos? What does that mean? Ashta b'cholah katlina b'shabbos minboy. What does it mean? Zok the Gemara lo nitzuch elu lefakeh cholah es hagal. What's the din? If someone's life is in danger on Shabbos, you have to save his life even at the expense of chil Shabbos. Even if you have to do chil Shabbos there, right? Lefakeh hagal. Let's say someone is over here and the whole building collapses on top of him. So in order to save his life, you have to remove all the debris. You have to take out all the bricks. So there's some kind of a malacha or another involved. If it's on Shabbos, you got to do it. You have no choice. So that's a discussion in the end of Yuma when the Gemara says lafakech olav sagal. Is that a malacha derais or malacha derabon? When you take away all the bricks, is it just tiltul mukta, or is there bayna soiser? Is there some kind of an issue derais involved? That's whatever it is, but it means that there's chilul Shabbos involved. Even if it would be chilul Shabbos derais, you're permitted and obligated to be Mechal Shabbos even to the extent of a Malacha Deraisa in order to save someone's life. So the Gemara explains like this. the two kinds of Baba Machteres. If he's a Baba Machteres who's Ein Lo Domin, that we treat him like a Roidev, he's Nitan Atzila Benafsho. So if he's, if in the middle of an act of burglarizing the house, the whole house collapses on him, and he's temporarily incapacitated, and obviously he's not able to, his life is in danger, and he's not able to continue his act of Baba Machteres. So the Gemara assumes he let him drop dead. He's not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save him. Ein lo domin. Because since he had a right to kill him, Ein lo domin, you treat him as if his blood is not circulating. So what are you going to be Mechal Shabbos to save a guy who's not, has no blood circulation? Gishtar. He's dead. But if he's Yesh lo domin, so then you mefakeh chalav v'sagal. Bein mechol bein v'shabbos is yesh l'adamim. Then you mefakeh l'fakeh chalav v'sagal. The chiddush is not so much that if he's yesh l'adamim fakeh chalav v'sagal, that's a pshit that the chiddush is the other one. That's by implication. By mechlal hen ata shemei alav, that if he would have been a bob machteres who's ein l'adamim and nafal olav agal, he's not allowed to be mechol shabbos to save his life. So that's the shadow. Why not? But the minute Nafal Olav HaSagal, and he's ready, he's choking to death, so obviously he stopped the burglarization. He stopped his shtick. So if the Baba Machteres stops, so you have no right to kill him. So he stopped. So how do you... So he's no longer Baba Machteres. Unless you learn, you'll be Mefakechol, this Heverman, this terrorist, he still has hand grenades there. He still has guns. So we're going to be Mefakechol HaSagal. He's going to kill us. That's how Samar Shalom Bar. We're going to be Mfakeh HaSagal. He's going to continue the Redifa. So then you don't need a Gemara to tell you that. But the Pashup Shat, the Gemara means he's going to be incapacitated for a long time. The whole building collapsed. The whole 100 floors collapsed on top of him. Maybe he'll survive. Kuli Habiyot. Maybe he's going to survive with Mfakeh HaSagal. And you're not allowed to be Mfakech and Sagal. So this the Hatelot, so how can it be? So that's what the Achrenim of Bahra with this Gibbs Hatelot, they could do. Why should that be so?
That would be the same if he's waiting for them.
So the Gemara says you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos since the guy went into the state of Safek Sakana while he was a Reidev. When he's a Reidev, he's considered like a Gavra Ktila. So even though now he's no longer doing, we shot him, he's no longer doing the Redifa, but since his state of Safek Sakana developed while he was in active Redifa, so you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life. It's a strange thing, that's what it comes out from the Gemara. Yeah, so finish that. In the Kutfis, Kaba the Kashyaisa, he asked that Kasha. Kaba the Kashyaisa has 103 Kashas. Kufte Salaf. It's at the end of the Sefer. Chelkos Yoyev. As a Kutfis, in the end of Chelkos Yoyev, has 103 Kashas that no one knows the Terutzim. That's it, no one knows any Terutzim. So someone published a couple of years ago, they published Terutzim from the ganze Welt. Everybody said Terutzim on all the kashas. So this is one of the kashas. He says, Atela, how can it be? How can it be such a din? So Rav Elvola Soloveitchik has in his safe on the Rambam, he talks about this, Gelasin. So he just collects all the Gemaras that you say that a person is treated like a Gavra Ktila. Let's say if someone is Nigma Dina Lenisa, Bez makes a Gma Dina Lenisa, he's a Gavra Ktila. A person is Baba Machteres, he has the status of a Gavra Ktila. If a person is a Trefa, he has the status of a Gavra Ktila. Hargoy and an Ergol, the Gemara later. So the Gemara says later, really, a Trefa is considered like a Gavra Ktila? So let's say a man is a Trefa, doesn't have to lay Tefillin anymore. He's dead. Meisim Chavshim. And the relative said Shiva. And you don't have to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life. No. Ridiculous. A man is a trefa, he still has a couple of months to go. He's going to die within 12 months. He's still Mechal Shabbos. And if, let's say, the man is a trefa, is Mezana with an Eishes Ish, you say it's a Meshamish Meis. He's dead. So Gemara gives that example. Gemara says, no, he's alive. He's not dead. He's not Mechal Shalekhtum. Of course, the Chayim and all the mitzvahs, Hamur is Batera, the Gemara says. You don't say Gavra Ktila. So obviously, this concept of Gavra Ktila is very restricted, only applies in very limited instances. So which are the instances? So Rav Avola has a shtickle in a Seif on the Rambam, Hilchas Ritzeach, no Rambam, no, Gradi does, it is on the Rambam, but it really has not so much to do with the Rambam. He just runs through Shas to try to collect Tzabikiyas. He just tries to collect all the Makaris in Shas where you have the concept of Gavrik Tila relevant Lalach. So he says, Benegia Tahargra in an Ergola, there's one din. Then he has the Gemara in Erchin, whether you say Erko Alai, Sveita din. Ein lo erech. A yotzi lehareg, ein lo erech, and shat sveita din. Not too many more dinim. You can count them on the fingers of one hand. There are less than five dinim. Oh, sach hakol. He adds them up. So this is one of the dinim. The Gemara says, if he fell into the state of Safek Sakhona at the time that he was a Reidev, and he had the status of a Garak Tila temporarily, because man is a Reidev, he has the status of a Garak Tila, so the din is, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life. That's what it says in the Gemara. Right, that's what he says, and then you don't have to.
It's not even Shabbos, it's
also Bechol.
And now he can't do anything anymore.
I mean, maybe it's...
Bechol,
I don't know. I mean, even on a weekday, maybe you're not Bechol. Maybe you treat him like a garakil, even for the weekday, they're not. Could be, I don't know. Then Igmar goes right, and Igmar discusses, this din above Mahter is that you treat him like a Reidev. How exactly is it nitan la'atzila b'namsha? Aboba machteres is nitan al-sheng sofo. We save the balabos from death by killing the roidev. How do you have to kill the roidev? It says, b'huka v'meis, ain't lo don. How b'huka? How does that have to be? It has to be using a bullet and a gun. What about a sword? What about the... So the Gemara says, huka b'chol adam meis b'chol misu shati ochol amis. Doesn't make a difference. What does it mean, huka b'chol adam? Anyone... What's the Chiddush? So the Gemara says, Bishleim, we'll hook up a chalada mitzvah. The Chiddush is, I would have thought only the Balabas has a right to kill him. Because he's only a potential right if he really is not yet a right if he didn't become a right if. He may potentially develop into a right if. So maybe it's only heter for the Balabas to kill him. So that's what the Brisa says, no, we'll hook up a chalada. Just like an actual right if, a right if mamish, anyone has the right and the obligation to kill him, to save the life of the Nirdas. So here also, anyone has the right and the obligation to kill the Baba Machteris. But what does it mean? B'chol misa shat yochel amisa shat. So that's the halach. Yeah, there's no specific form of a hookah, no specific misa. Any misa is acceptable. Sure. Then the Gemara has a shaila. The details. The Gemara has a shaila. Vayter Omer Avuna. About 15 lines from the bottom. Cotton haredef nitan latzila b'nafshoy. What if it's a child before bar mitzvah? He's allowed by das, allowed by ronshin. So if he's machal shabbos over avid zore, he does anything else. If he murders somebody, and we catch him, the police catch him. He's a minor. He's before bar mitzvah. They're not going to give an onish. But what if he did? It's over lasiyas, and he didn't kill the other person yet. So the halacha that says you have a right and an obligation to kill the right if to save the nirdaf nitan latzila b'nafshoy. Is that considered like Mises Bezen? So you can't give them Mises Bezen. So Gemara says, no, I'm Rav Huna, Kotna Reidev, Nitnat Silim and Apshav. Why? Because Tavar, obviously Rav Huna is of the opinion. Reidev, Ein Tzarech Asra. You don't need Asra, it doesn't have to be Mezit. So even if the kid is a Kotna, he's a lot Bada, so you don't consider what he does as a Mezit, it doesn't make a difference. Lashna God, Lashna Kotna, doesn't make a difference. That's Talacha. A Kotna Reidev, also Nitnat Silim and Apshav. Shreg, the Gemara Kashe, there is a Mishnah Nahalas, this is the famous Gemara, there is a Mishnah Nahalas that describes the following case. A woman is Isha Hashayashwala Mashbir, the woman is in labor, and it's a difficult labor, and the doctors think that the woman may lose her life because of this labor. So the din is, Mechatkinis Uber Shebimeyeho, you kill the Uber, you cut up the Uber piece by piece in order to save the life of the mother. What if Yotzer Rosho, what if the baby is already born, and then we see the mother's life is in danger? So the din is, Ein Noigimbo, Lefishen Deich Nefesh, Mipnei Nefesh. Before the baby is born, it's one din. But after the baby is born already, then it's already Nisa Lysiritzov, then a real Nisa Lysiritzov. Why is Yotzer Rosho? Yotzer Rosho is Kiyolu, right. Yotzer Rosho is Kiyolet. Rabbi Akiva Eger writes there on Mishnayis Aholos, on the side he quotes one of the early Achrenim from the 1500s. Yotzer Rosho in Shulchan Aruch it says normally when a baby is born, so this part of the head comes out first. So Yotzer Rosha means when it's up to here. When it's Yotzer Rosha up to the Sof HaPadachas, Rov HaPadachas, I think it even says Rov HaPadachas is called Yotzer Rosha, still over here. Why? So Rabbi Kabege quotes, because once this part of the head came out, up until Rov HaPadachas, the rest is going to be smooth sailing. It's going to be okay. What happens? It's going to be smooth sailing for the baby. What happens if the doctors see, not only is it not smooth sailing for the mother, it's not smooth sailing for the baby. We don't know if the baby will survive. There's such complications, even though it's Yotzer Rosho, it may be the baby will die because of the modern circumstances. But then Rabbi Kabege quotes the Achayim that Yotzer Rosho is not considered Chai, it's not considered Kiyolot. The only reason why Yotzer Rosho is Kiyolot, because that, from that point on, Yotzer Rova Patachas is considered smooth sailing for the baby. So that's what the Mishnah has. If Yotzer Rosho, the baby is out of danger already. But the mother is in danger. There's a hashash, the mother's going to die. So then the Mishnah says, since the baby is a Yolad, ain't no gemboy. You're not allowed to kill the baby in order to save the mother. The free, shein doecha nefesh, mitnei nefesh. What does it mean? There's a din of Yehorek Bal Yava, that bikoch nefesh is doecha Shabbos, koch nefesh is doecha eating. Choyle eats on Yom Kippur. A lot of people eat on Yom Kippur. You eat chametz on Pesach. You have to do whatever you have to do, but you're not permitted to do avodah zarah, gilui arayos, shvichas damim for the sake of pikach nefesh. So to kill the baby that's born already, once the baby's born, yotzer rosho, baby's born, is a chai. So to violate loisir tzach on the baby in order to save the mother's life, that's not allowed. And doicha nefesh mipnei nefesh, pikach nefesh of the mother is not doicha killing the baby. Fregding marakasha, but the baby is the haroidei. The baby is obviously responsible for the death, he will be responsible for killing of the mother. So if you just said that even a katan haroidev also has a din of haroidev, no, here's a katan haroidev. Yotzer Rosho is yalud. So why don't you say he has a din of haroidev? And the halacha that says you have a right to kill a haroidev, not to say the nirdev, that's not in violation of the din of pikuach nefesh, is not derech shvichas damet. Haroidev is an exception to the rule, that a haroidev is nintal tzil ben afshah. The Zogramai write it who? Why do you say in Dechah Nefesh, Mimtei Nefesh, that because Nefesh of the mother is not Dechah de Lassir Tzachan the Vlad, Zog that the Vlad is a Roidev. And for the Gemara, come on, how can you say the Vlad is a Roidev? True, there's a din that a Kotna Roidev. Kotna Roidev means the kid is 10 years old, he's going with a gun and he knows what he's doing. But over here, the baby knows what he's doing. The baby Bechal doesn't know. Shiny Husband of Shemaya, Korat Filo. The baby has Nishken Roidev. The baby doesn't have the status of a Roidev. That's the shaila. What does it mean? Because the baby is legamre passive, because the delivery of the baby is not the bechira chavshus of the baby. Baby decides he wants to kill the mother. The whole thing is totally involuntary. Is that what it means? What if it be voluntary? Let's say Rahman al-Islam comes up sometimes. Let's say the soldiers from the same army are practicing, or the soldiers by mistake. It happens, Rahman al-Islam. Soldiers by mistake are flying in an airplane and they see people on the ground and they think that that's the enemy and it's really their own soldiers. So it is voluntary. They're out to shoot to kill these soldiers on the ground. But it's by mistake. They didn't think that they're doing ritzicha. They thought that they're killing these people in self-defense. They thought that this is the enemy. So did the people in the airplane have a din of haroidev or not? Shamaya, they're in the sky, yeah. So do you say that this is b'shoigeg? A roidev b'shoigeg is nishken roidev? I say no, an involuntary roidev is nishken roidev. Because the baby over here, the uber who's just born, is number one b'shoigeg, he doesn't know what he's doing. And number two, totally involuntary. So by the people in the plane who think that they're shooting at the enemy, it is voluntary, but it's all an error. So do they have a din of roidev or not? So that doesn't say the fairish in the Gemara one with the other, but at least by the baby for sure not. The baby is Nishken Reidev. That's the Gemara. Here on this Gemara, there's a famous Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, how to read Pshat. Why is it? So the Gemara says the baby is Nishken Reidev. So if the baby is not a Reidev, because Mishamayhu de Karat Filo, it's B'shoigig, and it's involuntary, totally involuntary. So why did the beginning of the Mishnah know hold us? Why does the first line of the Mishnah say, the Koidim Shahotzi Rosho, the Muberes, who's Makasha Leila, Machatkin is Ubisha the Meyeha Aver Aver, in order to save the life of the mother. So why is the Muta there if he doesn't have a dinner right of Ayala to kill the Uba? So Rashi says Pashab Shat, because he's not a Nefesh yet. So there's no Isa Lo Sirtzach. There's no Lava Lo Sirtzach. There's no lav of lasirtzach. Wait, so there's no lav, so you can do abortions. Have the government to do abortions. So one of the Achareinim says it's mut to do abortions. Another one of the Achareinim says it's an isa derabbanan to do abortions. Generally accepted opinion is that it's an isa deraisa. Deraisa from the Gemara before. From the Tesis on the earlier daf, from the Sugya Mika Midi. And now, Nun Tesham and Aleph. These are the favorite Tesis on the body. That abortions are clearly an isa deraisa. So Shan and isa deraisa is a vaita. So what the heta to kill the Uber? If Kaidim Shoti Rosha, so the answer is no, there is an Isa deraisa, but it's not an Isa Ritzicha. That pasuk is by Bnei Noach, yeah, that, but a Nochri it kills an Uber is Chayiv Misa. Shevich Tam Hodam Bo Adam, that Ibn Ech Sharek is Uber is Chayiv Misa. But for us, we say that pasuk does not apply. If Yisrael kills an Uber, he's not Chayiv Misa. So he's not Chayiv Misa means what? So Mika Midi means that there is an Isa Deraisa though. So the question is, how serious is the Isa Deraisa? Is the Isa Deraisa along the lines of Loisirtsov? Or should I say, no, he's not a Chai, he's not a Nefesh, it's an Isa Chayvul Bachaveru. So Pashtus is that Rashi seems to be learning. Pashtus Shandim Mar is that it's only an Isa Chavola, it's not an Isa Ritzicha. So if it would have been an Isa Ritzicha, then you say, Hardval Yavor, you're not allowed to violate Ritzicha and killing Uba to save the mother's life. Unless the Uber would be labeled as a writer. If he's Nishke writer, Mishmai Hudikaratilo. But then you're not allowed to kill. But before he's born, so there's not an Isa Ritzicha, it's just an Isa Chavola. So Chavola is Mutta, but Mokum Tikroch Nefesh, in order to save the life of the mother. So Chavola is Mutta. If you say it like that, Pashim Shatan Rashi, so then it would come out that it should be permissible to do an abortion whenever it's medically recommended for the good health of the mother. Let's say the doctors say the woman is going to have a nervous breakdown, it's going to weaken her health, she's going to be so sick. It's going to be gefeloch. And the doctors would recommend medically that they should do the abortion, not to save the life of the mother, but to save the good health of the mother. So according to the Pashup Shat and Rashi, that should be mutter. The one who says, because Lav Nefeshu, so it's not an Isa Ritzicha, it's just an Isa Chavola. And the one who says not so is the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, if Kodim Shehotzi Rosho, then you're allowed to kill the Yuba in order to save the life of the mother. Why is it mutter? Except the Rambam, because the baby is a right age. Yeah, it can't be, because this the Rambam himself quotes. Yotza Rosh ain't the because he's not a right age. And he quotes Mishamai Yehuda Karatri. So he says, if he's born already, you're not allowed to kill him, because he's not a right age. It's totally involuntary. So why is Kodim Shotzi Rosh, then he is a Raidiv? How all of a sudden then he is a Raidiv, and then he's not a Raidiv? So the Hechreyach, you have to say Pshat in the Rambam, that he holds that there are two dinam of Raidiv. There's one din of Raidiv for a Yolud, and there's one din of Raidiv for a non-Yolud. The din of Raidiv for a Yolud, for a person who's already born, has to be a Raidiv who's doing the Redifa voluntarily. Maybe even the Mason, he knows what he's doing, Shain, and he's doing the act of Redifa. The baby is totally involuntary. Mishmaihu de Karatfilo, so the baby after Hotzi Rosho cannot be labeled as a Roidit. But Kodim Shotzi Rosho, so it's not a Yolodet yet. So the Rambam, this is on the first page in Ilchus Betzeach Hashmiras Nefesh. If you turn one page early on the Rambam, the last page in Ilchus Chayvul Amazik, it's a different section in the Rambam. If you turn to the page before, the very end of Ilchus Chayvul Amazik, the Rambam quotes a Gemara in the end of Baba Kama. The Gemara has a story that there was a boat that was at sea, and there were people on the boat, and there was a lot of luggage on the boat, and the boat was going to sink because it was too heavy. So in order to save, so what should they do? They should throw up people. So they threw off luggage. So they threw off one valise, another valise, another valise, till they saw everything is okay. So the Shaila is, Hamatzalat Mamam Chaveiro, very nice, we all saved our lives, but we should have to reimburse the people whose luggage we threw into the ocean. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara, you're not chayv to pay. Why are you not chayv to pay? If I have to save my life, and by my saving my life, I make a hezek to you. So the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, Daf Samach, and Perek HaKoinis, Amat Las Mama Chaveiro, is chayv to pay. So Maishna over here. So the Rambam says, no, the valise is like a raidit. The valise is like a raidit. So the raidit says, Vos, Dreiter HaMoyach, the valise is like a raidit. En kan lai melech v'lai tablet. On a tam, he said, "Enkam lanocha tam." That's not the pshat. Different pshat. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? So the Rambam, so in the Eben Ozel, Rabbi Shimon Notza quotes B'shem Rav Chaim that this is the pshat. This is Rav Soloveitchik also said over, like the Eben Ozel quotes it. Rav Chaim, this in the Sefer has part of it, but he doesn't have the whole book, I think. So the Eben also quotes this. You see from that Rambam that if you're dealing with an inanimate object, if you're dealing with a valise, you can consider the valise a reidev, the baggage, the luggage can be considered a reidev, even though it's not doing a redifa b'kum liyaseh. The people's lives are endangered because of the heavy sfina shachashvel heishover b'nei kovet hamasui. The Rambam writes, the boat is, looks like it's going to sink because of the weight. What, the valises went out on themselves, on their own? No, it's a redifa b'shevi al-tasna. Redifa b'shevi al-tasna is enough if you're dealing with inanimate objects. So that's why you're not mechuyev to pay the tashlumin for the valises, because it has a din of reidev. So the Rambam understood that's the pshat and the reisha of the Mishnah as well. If you kill an Uber, it's just a tour for Misa, but it really is an Isa Ritzicha. The Rambam Kemat writes the Feirish like that in the beginning of Hilchos Ritzeach. If you kill an Uber, it's just a Ptur Oynish Misa, but there is an Isa Loisirtzach. And the only way to make a Heta Loisirtzach is if the Uber has a din of a Reidev. So if the mother's life is not in danger, just it's very unhealthy for the mother, the Rambam would hold that it's not permissible to perform the abortion. Only if the mother's life is in danger. And that's Rav Moshe claims only if it's vaday, a korav levaday, that the mother's life is endangered. If it's only a suffix, maybe and maybe no. So here Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva that according to the Rambam, you wouldn't be permitted to kill the yuba to save the life of the mother if it's iffy, if you're not sure. But the Tiferes Yisrael Mishnah Saholos writes, no, if the mother's life is suffix, sakana also can kill the yuba. We know suffix because nefesh is becha kalatar kula. But Rav Moshe says, yeah, that's fine if you would hold like Rashi, that you're dealing with a different Isi, you're not dealing with an Isi Lo-Sirtzach, but Rav Moshe thinks you have to be concerned about the Ramam Shita. So we're talking about Lo-Sirtzach, not some a different Isi. We're talking about Lo-Sirtzach, so how can you just machabek the Rambam? And even though the Rambam is a little schwer, but he says, the Achredim on the Yashub, the Rambam, so you have to be concerned about Shita. So the Rambam holds that if Lo-Hotzi Rosho, you're permitted and obligated to kill the Uber, is mitam roidev, so it's only if it's korv levadai that the Uber is endangering the life of the mother, and the hefet to kill it is mitam roidev, even though it's mishamai hudukaratila, because since he's not a yolad yet, it's even an involuntary redifa would also be considered a redifa. That seems to be takad of pshat in the Ram. That's the the pshat in the Ram. That's the fundamental machlokes. Is a woman permitted to perform an abortion if it's very unhealthy for her, but her life is clearly not in danger, or her life is suffic if her life is in danger? So Rav Moshe said, according to the Ram, you're not allowed to, unless it's korb levadai that the mother's life is in danger. And according to Rashi and the other Rishonim, the Pashtus said that it's only an isa chavola, and it would be mutter.
What about the part that the
Yeah. Not born yet. He's not a yolud yet. Because man is not a yolud, so the Rambam says we give him a different. Yeah, but the mother is a yolud. Nuba is nishkin yolud. So on a yolud, you have to have redifa b'kum v'yaseh.
But if the Ogre considers to be an effect, then you have
the Rambam holds that the Uber is an Efesh, there's an Isa Lo-Sirtzach on the Uber, but still, one is a Yolud, one is Nishkin Yolud. So the Rambam understood that if it's a non-Yolud, then you have a different form of, a different level of Reuter, to declare that the person is a Reuter.
In the case of Yitzhak, I know you boy. Does that apply to the mother also? For the mother, it should be like Kitten Shomayim. One of us is to die, and
one of them also. The Meiri has such a shita like that. That if Yotze Rosh Ein Doche Nefesh, Pnei Nefesh only goes on everybody else, but not for the mother. The mother herself is permitted to kill the baby in order to save her life. That's questionable whether that's so or not. That's what the Meiri writes like that. Sachish. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. And this week's Eben, Parshas Yisro, you have the Pasuk. Yisro sees that Moshe Rabbeinu is working so hard in Avoyker out of Erev, so he says, it's not going to work like that, he should appoint other Rabbanim to help him out. He says, V'harei salahem asadeh ha-shi'alchabo v'samasa she'yasin, you'll give the shiurim, you'll give the guidelines, and then the Rabbanim will pass on all the Shabbos. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia has a comment on the Pasuk. The Gemara has a lot of comments on the Pasuk, yeah. The Rosh and every phrase in the Pasuk, so the Gemara says, it teaches you that not only is there halach of din, there's also halach of lefnim yishur v'sadin. What does it mean, there's halach of din, is halach of lefnim yishur v'sadin? It means that there's a letter of the law, and there's the spirit of the law. The Rabbanu Shalom wants us not only to follow the letter of the law, that's the din, he wants us to follow the spirit of the law. And that you have to be a Talmid Chacham to know what is the spirit of the law. Sometimes it's difficult to figure it out. You say in the Pasuk that we recite in the Vol of Tzion, Vuchi Asher Alocha Dvorai Shesam Tebificho, V'yimusha Mepichem Tizarcha, etc. So we say, Vuchi Asher Alecha, that's the spirit of the law. Dvorai Shesam Tebificho, that's the letter of the law. So we want both the spirit of the law and the letter of the law should both be Lo Yomusha Mepichem Tizarcha. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to fulfill the spirit of the law, even if he doesn't command us explicitly that we have to do that. That's called Avos Hashem. We have to ask Hashem, okay, how does one demonstrate his love? Avos Hashem is not just a chayvus al vavos, it's you have to demonstrate the meisim. How do you demonstrate the meisim that you love the Ribbono Shel Olam? So the Mesillas Yesharim quotes the Medrash, the Baba Tami quotes the same Medrash. Just like a child demonstrates his love for his parent, or a spouse demonstrates their love for their spouse by surprising the other one. He does something that he knows would make them happy, even if they didn't ask him to do it. The child has to wait till the mother asks him to throw out the garbage. Or they have to wait till the wedding anniversary, so the wife says, why don't you ever take me out on the wedding anniversary to dinner? He says, okay, I'll take you out of it. If he would surprise her, that he shows that he loves her. He doesn't have to wait till she asks him to. Or she says, why don't you buy me a birthday present? He goes to the store, he buys her. If he surprises her, buys her without her asking, so he demonstrates that he really loves her. So the way to demonstrate that we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to do things, B'taras Einu Mitzvah V'yaseh, to do things that we know would make him happy, Kivayachol. We need to follow the spirit of the law, even though, strictly speaking, it's not the letter of the law. Rabbanu Shalom is never mitzavah. That's the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah comments on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim that says, Ki toivim deidecha miyoyim. The Rabbanu Shalom appreciates our love more than yayin. What's the mashal? What's the tzushta of love to yayin? So the Mishnah says, Chavivim deiresefim yoyisim miyayin shal Torah. Deidecha, the love that we show to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when we volunteer the mitzvahs, the Rabbanah, that the Rabbanah Shalom never commanded us to do. But the Chachamim recommended we should do that because they know that they understand what's behind the Rabbanah Shalom's mind. They understand that would make him kibayachal happy. That's the spirit of the law. So the obligation to fulfill all the mitzvahs, the Rabbanah, is because these are all examples of Avos Hashem. The way to demonstrate your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to do things that you know would make him happy, things that are in the spirit of the law, even though they're not the letter of the law. And the Rabbanu Shalom takes that as the sign that we love him so much. He says, Chavivim deveserfim yesem yeinu shal Torah. And we listen to the dinim deraisa, because he told us if we don't keep the dinim, we're going to burn in Gehenna, he's going to punish us. So we do the dinim, but when we volunteer at din derabbanan, so we're volunteering that to show that we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do even above and beyond what he asked us to do. In Chayshe Mishpat, the Ramah quotes a machloikis in Siman Yud Beis, I think. Ramah quotes a machloikis of Rishonim. Is the Bezen Kaifel, let that person doesn't want to like tefillin, doesn't want to sit in sukkah, doesn't want to eat matzah. So it says Bezen is a Kaifel, that he should fulfill the mitzvah. What if a person doesn't want to do the Sneem Mishur HaSadin? So that's a machloikis of Rishonim. So the Ramah Paskin, the Bezen is not Kaifel. So the Shabbos, why not? If this pasuk says by Daita Lahem HaSadercha Sheyochim Bava Samaisa Sheyasun, that there's an obligation to do the Sneem Mishur HaSadin, so why is it less than eating matzah than sitting in sukkah and shaking the lulav? It's a mitzvah like all the mitzvahs. So why is Bezen not kaifa? So the belt says, Pashit, why? One is only a fulfillment of this mitzvah if he's volunteering the hitnat vut out of the goodness of his heart. He volunteers to go in the spirit of the Lord to demonstrate his love for HaKadosh Baruch. If the guy doesn't want to do it, Bezen has to beat him up till he does it. So, you see? And he's going to do it under duress. So if he eats the matzah and he says, oh yeah, I can't stand eating this matzah. But he's eating sofka stuff, he knows it's a mitzvah, he's eating the matzah. So he gets in the mitzvah. He sits in the sukkah and he doesn't want to sit in the sukkah. He likes tzum, doesn't want to like tzum. But sofka stuff, he's doing the mitzvah, he's being yotzeh. But the mitzvah to demonstrate your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah to go, l'fnei mishur hasadin, is to go in that direction that the Rabbanu Shalom wants you to go, and thereby demonstrate your love for Rabbanu Shalom. So the guy didn't want to do it. So So if the Bezdin will be kai for him, he won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Because he doesn't do it b'nedivas liboy. So that's why the Ramor comes to the conclusion, the Ramor passes la'alocha, that Bezdin is not kai for. Not that it's a mitzvah that's less than any other mitzvah. No, if you'll be kai for, then they'll kill the whole mitzvah. So the fellow, tov kosov, he won't be out to the mitzvah. So it'll come out they were kai for him to do something that he didn't fulfill anything on. But when the person does fulfill it, it's taka mitzvah deraisa. That's the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Baruch Hashem.